All right. You know, I think that there's a very important lesson in the inyan of Ner Chanukah. I've mentioned it before. I think that's mashma what the Rambam is saying, that he says you have to be zoyer b'Ner Chanukah, and it's a very important mitzvah, chaviv ma'oid, and you have to be zoyer to be mefarsim the nes of the menorah, and lohoisif b'sheva chokel v'hoidoya al anisim sho'osolonu, and to add appreciation, praise, and thanks to Hashem for the nisim. The nisim seem to be the survival of Torah mitzvahs. Il moleach hashmonoim, the loshon of the Ramban is, nishtakach Torah mitzvahs mi'Yisroel. Torah mitzvahs al biderach hateva would have been forgotten. And yet, the Ika celebration is the Hadlokas HaMenorah. And it seems that the pshat is that the ability to appreciate the fact that they were in fact able to be Mekayim the mitzvah in its most preferable form, they could have done it betuma al pidin, but it would have been bedieved. They would have been anusim if it didn't work. There's an onus, onus rachman apatri. And the fact that in fact it worked, and there was in fact the kiyum of one mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, 2,500 years ago, we celebrate that today. That lets us know how choshev a mitzvah is. And it seems that the concept of nishtakach teiru mitzvahs mi Yisrael could not really be appreciated. It's like a statistic. It's like too broad. Teiru mitzvahs be forgotten. Teiru mitzvah. It's too broad to relate to get your hands around. But one mitzvah, the chashivas of one mitzvah, the privilege of one mitzvah, what it means to have fulfilled a mitzvah, it's worthy to celebrate so many years later that, in fact, one generation was able to do it in its most preferable way and not be potter and not be the evit. If we have that appreciation for the privilege of doing one mitzvah and how much that means, we can taka appreciate the whole survival of Torah mitzvahs, which is really the lesson of Chanukah. That having been said, I want to just focus a little bit on the appreciation. It's not exactly an appreciation, but maybe the more useful, the more techniques and tools that we can develop, the more we can appreciate the mitzvah of tefillah. There's a couple of interesting points here. I'll try to make them as quickly as possible. The Ralbag here in the first Toeles says that there's a Toeles from Yosef's shaving and changing his clothing, and he's coming to Paroi. So he says, this is a Toeles b'midas. V'hulo hidiyah, sheroi lo'odo b'boya lefnei hagedoylim. It's appropriate when a person comes in front of great people, sheyikasheit atzmei b'begodov uv'inyonov. He dresses himself up, he beautifies himself with his clothing, with his other things, b'inyonov v'acherim, lefi ma she'efshut, to whatever extent is possible. Ki bozeh me'ahidu la'gedoylim, from this respect that he's showing to the Gedolim, because this is respect to the Gedolim, by getting dressed up and shaving and grooming yourself. And through this, his words will be more heard, what he has to say. When he comes more presentable, he comes more respectable, he's showing them more respect, they will be more receptive to what he has to offer. He shaved and he prepared, he groomed himself, changed his clothing when he came before the Melech. And for this reason, the Hasidim HaGedolim, we find this in the Gemara and Shabbos, they used to specially dress themselves up and groom themselves when they were mispalel to Hashem, lichvoidoy, that they're now giving more cover to Hashem because of this dress, ve'omuzal ze'keliv anvehu, and of course they're bringing beauty to Hashem and glory when they come present themselves with this beauty, with this hidur mitzvah, so it's more respect to Hashem, and so forth and so on. So just to point out two things. Number one, it seems that the geder of this kovod is lefi ma she'efsher, to whatever extent is possible. It doesn't seem that there's an absolute standard of kovod, but it does seem that the standard is very high. The standard that expresses respect, which is what we want to express in front of these gedolim, to express that that hidur, is kifi mash efshar. When I did whatever is possible, I presented myself, I dressed myself, I cleansed myself, I groomed myself in whatever the best possible way, kifi mash efshar. That's the kibozeh me'ahidur legedolim. That's the hidur, and that's what influences that. What I have to say is going to be more paid attention to. I just think that, you know, sometimes we think that, oh, COVID, okay, I give COVID. I have a minimum standard of COVID. The halacha is, I'm not sure, a Beis Shmuel, or one of the Nesei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch says that if a person has a new suit, and it's before Yontif, and he has a chasana to go to after Yontif, then lichvoid, not he's the chosen, lichvoid hachosen, he should save the new suit until after Yontif, not wear it for Yontif, and put it on lichvoid hachosen. Because I have to... What? Who? After Yontif. So he doesn't wear it for Yontif. He doesn't, because it's more... I could wear it for Yontif, I could wear it at Yontif. After Yontif, I could also wear it. But no, this is more. It's brand new. I put on lechvoid the chosen, a brand new suit. It's kifi masha efshar. It's the fullest extent that I can. That's the definition of hidur. That's the definition of COVID. And especially when the COVID is really for myself. I mean, because the application here is to tefillah, and the whole Indian of COVID to Hashem is that a person appreciates that he's standing with Nei HaMelech, that he recognizes in front of Hashem. I want to give this COVID because I want to feel myself. That's what all the COVID to Hashem is about, is that I feel myself. I'm standing in front of Hashem. This is so the when I do kifima she'efshir, then I can feel it to the fullest. And then, because that connection and that appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fullest, that's why I believe, because it goes on both, that tfilosa is yosef nishmoyim, because now I'm standing there with this deep, deep-rooted appreciation of oymid lefnei HaMelech, which is the ikar kavona of the maisa tfila, is oymid lefnei HaMelech. So I think that in terms of effectiveness of tfila, in terms of preparation for tfila, in terms of appropriateness of tfila, I think that if we can keep this in mind, that we really have to do kifi ma she'efshar. My hope is that that by moving into the new facility, the Masha Efshar will be elevated. I think for certain practical reasons, in terms of availability, a coat room, hopefully a safe place to keep things, you know, the availability will be greater. I hope we'll have hat brushes hanging over there so that it'll be kifi Masha Efshar. I hope maybe we'll provide some shoe brushes as well, so it should be kifi Masha Efshar. I think it's something to keep in mind. That's the gather of COVID.
If you don't provide it, it'll still be kibbutz mashesher without.
What?
It.
Oh, very good.
See me. So we're machshel people by doing it. If you're not going to use it. Okay. Anyway, all right, but it's not kifi mashesher because it is possible. Well, you should bring your own. Okay. Anyway, because that's one idea. Let's move to the next one. When Yaakov gives them a brocha that they should have. Hashem should have rachmonos on them, keil shaka yitin lechem rachamim lefnei oish, and so forth. So he says there's a toelas here for who she'ein roi le'odom kishayira midovora. It's not appropriate. A person's afraid of something bad happening. She'ishoin ala tefila ala Hashem yisale levad. He should rely on tefila alone. Don't rely on tefila alone. Avo roi she'ishtadol b'chol hasibas she'efshem e'atzbat saloso. He should do whatever he possibly can to save himself from this tzora. If you have it, sorry, you got to do what you can, and don't just rely on tefillah. V'yechaber el zeh ha-tefillah Hashem yisal. And connect that too. There's a connection between the doing and the tefillah. Ki Hashem yisal k'sheyazur l'dveikim boi v'yashkiach boi. When Hashem, to help those that cling to him, and that he's going to be mashkiach, he's going to watch over them. Yirtze she'yechabru elov hasibus hana'usis. He wants that you should connect to that tefillah the appropriate actions that you should do, the appropriate ishtadus. Shmuel was afraid that Shaul was going to kill him when he was anointing David, so he said, "Eglas boker tikach biyodcho ve'amarto lizbech Hashem bosi." He should take this stuff for korbanos and say, "I came just to bring a zevach Hashem to do a little ishtadlus to to soften that Shaul shouldn't be on his case for that, right, ready to kill him. He took Eitzes to be Mephias, this order in Mitzrayim. He didn't know who it was. Hispalel Hashem Yisala Sheyitil Lehem Rachamim Lefnei Ho'ish. He was mispalel because you need both. Uvichlal Im Yeshoin HaSholem Al HaTfila Hashem Yisala Levad. He says, because if a person, the Sholem, is going to rely on the Tfila alone, Yikre Bozeh Me'ahefsid Mashalo Yalim. Now, I think what this means is, if there's going to be a hefsid in that which he didn't cover it. It sounds like the hishtadlus is a way of covering the miraculousness of the tefillah. Im shekvar yovi ze lemiyah to emunah b'Hashem yisale kishalo yavo l'sholem ha'hu mevukosha. Besides that, it's going to reduce on some level, or it might reduce on some level, his emunah, because Hashem isn't answering him. But now, because if it's the tefillah alone, says Hashem didn't answer me. But if he knows that there is a secondary requirement that he has to do something, so either it means he's covered the tefillah a little bit so that it doesn't shake the amunah as much, or he's doing something else and he could be toile it. But there's a danger that unless he does hishtadlus, that the tefillah could, number one, will not be as effective, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to live in the world of Teva. He wants us to do Al Pi Teva. He wants the Tefillah to minimize the element of Nes, whatever the reason, maybe because he'd rather not do so many open Nisim and have to use up our Schusim and save the Schusim for later on, for Elam Haba, I don't know. Asher Sibas Heder HaGaltim, because this not covering it seems to be the siba for the lack of getting of the tefillah being accepted, and that's what he says. L'mani v'orecha Hashem v'lekecho b'chol asher ta'aseh. He says you have to do. Okay, it seems that there's a co requirement to tefillah, and it seems that co requirement is to make it that it's more b'teva. The tefillah is less miraculous. I don't know, says that tefillah is not considered a nes, but maybe on a certain level. I don't know if they're disagreeing. I'm not sure about that. But it's less miraculous. It's covered. Yes, of course, I'm being mispalel, but I'm doing also. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's a connection between the two. So if a person wants his tefillah to be effective, he has to also do it in such a way that he is putting in an appropriate amount of ishtadlus, so that it isn't that the tefillah itself is completely vulnerable. Because when the tefillah is vulnerable, first of all, it seems that there's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that tefillah should be a little bit more hidden, a little bit more modest, a little bit less nes golui, and it seems that it could even shake his emunah. Because if he all he's doing is tefillah, and that tefillah doesn't work, then that focus on the emunah is, I wasn't answered, Hashem didn't answer me, and it could destroy him and shatter him. Therefore, we need to do both. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how that's negeya, but it's negeya. We have to do an appropriate hishtadlus. He seems to say also, b'chol asibas she'efshar, this may only be in a time of a tzora, but when there is a tzora, a person has to really work hard to alleviate that tzora and not just to rely on tefillah, because it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that tefillah to be covered, and also the danger of him shaking if the tefillah is not answered. And he says the tefillah may not be answered because of the fact that he didn't cover it properly, and I guess maybe he's not zeichet to such blatant miracles. He's going to stand here, he's going to be mispalel, and then all of a sudden Hashem is going to answer him. Maybe you don't have that schus. So when it's covered a little bit, then that's not, you don't need such a schus to get there. Memela, this cover can serve not just as a form of ishtadlus, but it also serves as a cover for the tefillah and makes the tefillah more effective. Just one more thought, very quickly. There's a Radak. The Radak is actually in the Halel, but he refers you to a previous one in Pei Vov, maybe. And if you look inside, he says, I'm sorry, I don't have a copy here. And he says on the Posek, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho pitachto l'moiseroi. So the Radak learns, Ono is spelled here with a hey. It's not a lotion of please, it's a lotion of thank you. I thank you, Hashem. Because I'm your servant. I'm not just a servant, but I'm an Eved Ben Omo. My mother was also a servant. That's why you have released my bonds. You've opened my, you've released me from my problem, from my bondage. So the Radak says over there, Ani avdecho, ani hisragalti in your avdus. I'm comfortable with your avdus. I'm not just an eved, technically, you made me an eved, but I'm comfortable with it. I live with the avdus, I'm used to the avdus, I've accepted the avdus, I'm fine with it, it's good. But then he says, Ani avdecho ben amosecho. So he says, ben amosecho is I'm also miteva an eved, because my mother was an oma, and I was born that way. And he says, it's part of my teva. I have it beteva. So it seems David HaMelech says, you know why pitachto l'meiseroi? Not just because hisragalti ba'avdus, givalt. David HaMelech hisragalti ba'avdus. I get used to it. I'm comfortable with it. I've been an eved my whole life. I've been living as an eved, and I'm happy as an eved. And I became the Ne'im Zmiras Yisroel with singing the greatest praises, Shiras Tishbochis LaKodesh Baruch Hu, as this eved Hashem. But it's not enough. It's more. This he says pitachto l'meiseroi was because I had something else too. Because it's b'teva. It has entered the teva. It isn't just mashi hisragalti, which is givaldik, which is an amazing thing, but it's more. It's part of my nature. It's I've internalized it to the fullest extent. And I think that, we tefillah is avodah shebalev b'chlal, and over here David HaMelech is saying why Hashem has responded to his tzora and removed his tzora. It has to do with the levels of avdus, the levels of comfort that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says that the posuk that describes the essence of tefillah is ke'ene avodim and yad adonayim, ke'ene shivcha yad givirto, ke'ene neinu el Hashem elokeinu ad shichoneinu. We look to Hashem like an eved looks to a master. Master, and then Ebenezer says he can't do anything without the master. He's totally dependent upon the master. That's the lotion of the Ebenezer. He says he has no koyach to save himself if his rabbi doesn't save him. I'm totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That dependence, that avdus, but it has to penetrate. It isn't enough that I'm used to it. It isn't enough that I even feel good about it. It has to reach the level of terva. Hergul nasa terva. What that means is, I think that if we want our tefillos to be effective, then besides the fact that we have to give the kovid masha efshar, and besides the fact that we have to do it in a way that it should be mechusa, it should be ne'lam, so that it doesn't shake the amuna, and that it doesn't, and we don't generate a reason maybe that the tefillah shouldn't be effective. But it also has to be done in a way that avdus penetrates. I learned Musa to such an extent. I recited the psukim of avdus to such an extent. I so regaled in the recitation of the psuki, the zimra, and all of these psukim, which throughout the tefillahs and throughout everything that we do, that I internalize, I make this part of my teva. I'm not just used to it. I'm used to it. I get up for davening in the morning. No, it's me. It's my personality. It's what I am. It's my mahus. It's ani avdecho ben amosecho. That's the key to pitachto l'meiseroi. So I think that if we could deepen our appreciation of tefillah, and we could deepen the effectiveness of the tefillah, which would lead to a greater sense of appreciation, because the more I realize how effective it is, the more I can appreciate it. That would not only have its effect, b'chlal, since tefillah is certainly a form of avodah, it would spill over on all the other avodas Hashem, but b'chlal, the chashivas of one mitzvah can give us a sense of appreciation on what it means that Torah mitzvahs has survived the Klal Yisrael, and would make for it that this whole Hanukkah experience, where we celebrate the survival of Torah mitzvahs, would become far more meaningful, because I have deepened at least my sense of connection and appreciation to one mitzvah.